So we know things about certain matters through observing them through our senses, but we also, at least some of us, can know things by revelation, by some direct word from God. Well, the empiricists were partly concerned to undermine that idea. Sometimes for political reasons, they thought it played too much of a role in monarchy and in controlling population. So I'm bringing this point up at the moment just so you can see that the empiricist view occurred in a wider context, and it wasn't just a point about how do I know about tables and chairs. It was a general theory about how knowledge is acquired, which would set it against other dubious sources of so-called knowledge, such as revelation, which of course are things you can't corroborate simply by means of sensory experience. So partly the idea of the empiricists was to recommend that we limit our conception of the sources of knowledge only to things we can verify by means of sense experience. That was going to be the most solid, reliable way of thinking about things. Opposed to the empiricists were the philosophers called the rationalists. The main two of these were Descartes, who we talked about earlier, and Leibniz, who I also mentioned in the last lecture. Spinoza is sometimes cited, though it's more questionable whether he really was a rationalist. But the two main rationalists were Descartes and Leibniz, perhaps mainly Descartes. Here's what the rationalists said. They didn't deny that some knowledge comes from experience. They thought that was clear. When I know something about what's going on in the next room, I go in and have a look, and certainly I find out who's there by having a look, and so I derive my knowledge from experience. But what they claimed was that not all knowledge is based on experience. Only some knowledge is based on experience. Empiricists thought that all knowledge is. So in particular, they thought there were certain domains of knowledge which were not based on experience at all. And these were knowledge of logic, which we talked about in the last lecture, knowledge of mathematics, and particularly knowledge of philosophy itself. There may be others, but these were the most straightforward examples. So these were claimed to be, by the rationalists, areas of knowledge where our knowledge was not derived from experience. So the rationalists would agree with the empiricists, our knowledge of history, our knowledge of science, our knowledge of geography, whatever it may be, that all comes from directing our senses to the world and picking up information from the world by means of sense experience. But they thought that there was this smaller range of knowledge which was not derived in that way at all. Well, so far, to say that is a purely negative claim. It's not dependent on experience, this other type of knowledge. But what then is it more positively? How is it derived? Where does it come from? If it doesn't come from experience, where does it come from? Let's notice again something just to be completely clear about this. If I talk about knowledge of mathematics and I say, where does that come from? And does it come from experience? You might say, well, it comes from experience because when I went to school, my teacher taught me about it. And I experienced in the classroom what my teacher said. I looked at the blackboard when the teacher wrote the marks and I listened, and that's how I came to know mathematics. So doesn't it come from experience? Well, no, not in the sense we're interested in, because remember that, first of all, we're talking about where the knowledge originally comes from, not where, if it's transmitted to you by somebody else, that's another thing. But where does the person who first acquired the knowledge, where did that come from? Not by testimony, but from some other source. How did they get that? Secondly, when I acquire knowledge in that way of mathematics, it's not that I just take the word of my teacher, at least I hope not most of the time. I come to see that things are true that my teacher explains to me. I come to see for myself that things are a certain way, and I come to know those things. If I know that 2 plus 2 equals 4, I don't just know that because my teacher has said it to me. I can see that it's so. I know that it's so for myself. Well, the rationalists thought that knowledge I have is not a knowledge which comes from or is derived from experience. Well, what is it derived from? You might say to them, what exactly is it derived from, if not from experience? Well, they thought that there's another source of knowledge in the human mind which has the name reason or rationality, or sometimes pure reason. So the idea is that we can know things by pure reason. And this is a difficult idea, not a very familiar idea, though I think its operations are probably familiar to everybody. The idea, the thought behind it is you can find out certain things simply by thinking about it or simply by having the relevant concepts. So, well, what is it derived from? You might say to them, what exactly is it derived from, if not from experience? Well, they thought that there's another source of knowledge in the human mind which has the name reason or rationality, or sometimes pure reason.